both sides. Let's go on. Yeah.
I don't even know that if I want to do it, I'm going to have to test it with different women and no agent.
Yeah. I said, I'll think about it. Perish. Not the footage of an hour. The cast or aiding is nothing. Where did you an hour? Here it is. Mem day, sit day. You turn the one page back. And the Kaddish, Shalom, the Aiden, and see the Bay Rapper, Aiden, Kiddushin. Garnish with garnish. The Ramah is not me, and the Kaddish of Nay Rapper. It's the Perish of Makaba. It's an offering of our Kiddushin. Perish. That's the Quadrant of Shavanara. The Kaddish of Aiden is nothing. Where is it, Shavanara? Here it is. Mem Bay, sit day. You turn the one page back. And the Kaddish, Shalom, the Aiden, Atila Bay Rapper, Enem Kiddushin, garnish with garnish. The Ramah is not near in the Kaddish of Nay Rapper. It's the Perish of Makaba. It's great. Then Bay Bay. Hey, that's all. That's all. Come on. Must continue behind schedule. Yes.
So,
go on. So the Gemara, please, come on. Come on, Nu. Eifrei. We're about to come on. We must move. Eifrei. Hareini Baralayach Amenashe Yirta Abba. What a deal. He's the Baal of Shem Kedushin, the condition that my father, your father, wants. Abba Pish Larata Av Mikudeshev. What he wants or doesn't want is irrelevant. He's Mikudeshev anyway. Anyway, he's Mikudeshev. Okay? Hold on. It comes back to another minute. Rabbi Shimon, Yehuda, Omer, Meshim, Rabbi Shimon, Rata, Mikudeshev. Lo, Rata, Lein, Mikudeshev. Va'ocha, Dechita, Tisha, Achaz, Damit, one woman. Upligi? Well, it's not different, my friend. How's the luck with it? Marzav, Amenashe, Yirtav, Amenashe, Yishto, Tav. But everyone agrees that in fact it is conditional. Because it's like Tos Isha Acha. It's like Isha Acha. And therefore everyone agrees that the condition in fact is valid. Is valid. That's the Gemara says. Now let's go back to Tos. What does Tos say from this Gemara? The nearer to the rab, afilu kitsha atnai, v'kinsa atnai, holu ba'al, tzvicha get, with the match of the rab, the kamon, me arayni ba'alach, ba'amash yirta abo, mash, but you have a pligi b'tov, isha achas, have a nichalim, if your machlok is for isha achas, it would be good, but the machlok is what? Whether she's married or not, in the case in which the father said no. The pligi to put the Rabbi Shmuel after Pisha Hisna b'shad be'ila. Well, obviously now this is a kiddushin of the Mishum Ksuba. So you see, not only the kind of the kinsa style, not only the kinsa atnai rather, but even what? Not only kinsa atnai, but kinsa atnai. The whole ball tzvicha get. Even if ball atnai, Rabbi say tzvicha get. Kitchet night, kinset night, ball night, you still require a get. That's not the rab. Because the guy does not want to have this kedushin z'nus, this bila's z'nus on his conscience. Whatever he says, it doesn't matter. That's what it says over here. It's not only kiddush for kinis. The first be ball too, because that's exactly the rabbi brings from the Gemara. And if I'm not mistaken, the shulta giborim, and I will die paskin for the maisa. Kiddush atnai, kinis atnai, bor atnai, you still require a get. Presumably no tnai will work. As a matter of fact, there is an expression in the Gemara Yevamos, we'll see later, called Ein Tnai V'Nisuin. An entire book was written about that. There's a book, you get in the library, it was printed in Vilna in 1930, called Ein Tnai V'Nisuin. A whole book by that title, which is just Lashon of the Gemara in Yevamos. Ein Tnai V'Nisuin. Why was this book printed? Obvious. Somebody came along and said, what? Yes, Nagarasur. Let's make all marriages conditional. Solve the Aguna problem. Right? And it disappeared. Well, that's it. So the same was written, aim for Nagarasur. We have to discuss by research who's right. Who's right? It was written by a robot, I didn't recognize his name. It was Likud. It wasn't his own rule. He was Malakid from many, many, many sources. Many gedolim of his time, including Reb Chaim Oizer, Reb Chaim Britzke, the Chofetz Chaim, many gedolim who joined in that book was really called Kari was called today, about Ein Tanai Benesuin. Yevamos Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. Ein Tanai Benesuin. Guess what? That's one of the places where we just saw before, one expression is found. Ain't Adam also be lost and be left loose. No surprise. Ain't not been assumed. If you look at the top post, the first post in that parak, called Parak Bei Shammai, it's interesting. You have a chance to look at it. It's going to be in the revised Mount of Carpets, so it's coming out when you finish these. Who finishes Mount of Carpets? Raise your hand high. Ain't not been assumed. None of my folks. No, we'll get to it later. Ain't never the son of the Gemara, but perish the Gemara, Yevamos Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. Ain't never the son. Perish. Because there's a cash against our Gemara. Our Gemara says there is never the son. That post was a very interesting answer. We'll put the other line. New line of the public. Look it up right now. There's Shammai. First post. There's Shammai. It's about this question. Please have a chance to look it up. Let's meanwhile continue over here. In our discussion. All right. Let's, for the moment, I want to get to a point where we'll come back to this thing later. But once, just to read just one line of the Gemara at the end. Amar Ula. Amar Abelazar, but all the letters are Gimel, Dalet, Hey. I'm in most of the way down, I am Dalet. I'm a Kadesh and Milvel Ball. Al Tanayu Ball. The Torah is ever put of all. Divrei HaKol, Shricha, Heimenu, Get. Goodbye, Charlie. All the cases we assume, Adam Yodea, and Milva is no good, and Al-Tanai is not Michael, and Al-Tanai, he knows the original condition is no good, and Torah is put is no good. In all the cases, you need a Get. Finished. Off of the Gemara, you need a Get. Why? The Rashi explains the famous magical word. No, Ain, Adam, that's called the bottom of the narrow ones, right? Speak a minute again. The Ain, Adam, also be lasso, be las, look, look. Finished. Right. That's the whole discussion. So that's the last host. Velo pligi rabba shmuel ala bekintza velo boal. Ho! New chart! But rabba shmuel argued way back a blot and a half ago. Peter shall snai bekintza star. What do you mean kintza star? They sat under the canopy in the chuppah. But they never made it into the bedroom. Right? There was no beer. So then, in the shayla, this is Michael the snai. There, hitting the hair, who? But it was a beer, for sure. And them also be lost or be less loose. Who pligi ad Abaye? Abaye said not that way. Abaye held that the machloket was even in a case where there was a beer. Where did Abaye? That's how Abaye's opening line. I'm Abaye, the last one I'm saying in the days. I'm Abaye. And them also be less loose. Guess what? Abaye, with all due respect to Abaye, Ula, I'm Ramallah, the creep of Abaye. And say, for sure, if there'd be a beer, he's certainly going to be married. No question about it. I thought God, the God of Katana, see, we didn't know the rest of it. I have to, we'll have to come to the end of it and come back to some of these details. I want to show you the rush. The rush is so important. That I, when the mama comes. You know, you saw the rush right now, I hope. So, Simon, you'd basil was older?
Yeah.
252. Simon, you'd basil. Very short. Oh, I have Yota, I have a Kiddush Gadol here in the rush. I'm itching to tell it to you. But I have to get through today. We'll cut the pieces tomorrow. Rav Yosef Ba'ab, Ba'ab, Ma'ab, Nachem, Ma'ab, 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 Says the Rosh. Says the Rosh. Oh, by the way, the Haggah, I asked the Haggah too? Yeah. What does Haggah say? Can I talk to Maria? Can I make a Kaddish al-Tnai? Afal fi she'isna b'shimah b'shaz b'ya! Afilu achi tzvicha g'alimenu! The Paris that we saw in the Tosfos. Shulti Gibor, I said to me. U'mistam at-Tnai ha'yot lo yorak b'shimah k'suba. You, he said. He reached the hedges shalot te'biyas kiddushin. I feel the Indian get in lawyer's time at night. The cop still at night, kid in. At night. Ain't a trick again. Oh, it's a sorrow. If he starts making tonight, we assume until it's night for the sober. If he says the favorites before the beer, listen, I'm telling you, if this beer, if you don't fill the tonight, the beer should not be the Shem Kiddushin, then it works. That's the sheet dog off of there, then it would work. No, if he says stop, we assume it means no tzubah. But it assumes that what? That there's no, that the tzubah is going up by the tzubah. It says the favorite charade. The marriage, no marriage. There's no marriage. So apparently, if he says the favorite is making a beer, beer has no, so he can take his word for it. He's making a beer, beer has no. That's how Ghost Archery says. Let's read the Rosh now. With Lohevi Rav Alphys, I'm a Kaddish from Millville, Bar, Mashma, the Sirle, the Enel Tree forget. Why? Stop the average man in the street and say, if you marry a woman, you marry a woman with money, yes. Well, if you marry her instead of giving her money, you just forgive the loan which she owes you, what's the difference? The average Amara can say, well, that's good. What's the difference? The bottom line is the same. I gave her $100 cash and I forgive the $100 debt she owes me. Well, the average Amara doesn't know that. And I told you, oh, look at the blushing career, critical. And if you forget, why? Tisha ain't I call Yodim. Shemekadosh b'milva ena mekudeshes. Hilkof ena boa l'shem kiddushin. Wow. And he says, Pasha, malachus gedolos. Shemekadosh b'milva boa l'shem kiddushin. Because of the Rambam, v'chein roa l'hachmir. Now, slowly. The Russian lashon is very unusual. Why? He starts by saying, Tisha ena kol yodin. Right? Maybe not cold, but some do know. How can the rich say that the marriage is no marriage? Because not everybody knows. Maybe this guy does know. Maybe this guy once went to yeshiva. He does kiddush not as far as that law of a clear. And he knows that the kashmir is no good. What's the answer, Abba? That's what Moshe is told this star. What's Moshe is told? That if half the people know, she's definitely not married. Why? Because even though there's a 50% possibility that the guy learned Kiddushin in his yeshiva, and he remembers that the Kaddish will end with the Kiddushin, and he was in fact ball of shame Kiddushin, but he knew this, but we don't know it. He knew it, but we don't know it. We're the Adam, and I'm sorry, it's not going to be an Ansari of the thing. Maybe the Kaddish, I think it's Mefurish in the Rosh. Mefurish. The Torah have Korah, we say Korah of Levada is enough. So much of us is Korah of Levada. But the 50-50, so it's not that it's a 50-50 chance. It should be absolutely mutter. If that's the case, Rabbi Osai, it should be impossible to construct the case with Safek Kiddushin. In this case of where we think he has both Biel and Shem Kiddushin. Manasha, if we're convinced that Biel and Shem Kiddushin, Shem Kiddushin, the Torah is Levada, Korah of Levada. If for us the 50-50 chance, what would you say? What is it? No? Zero. As the Rosh said, and I tell you all them is zero. So I looked up at Shulchan Aruch. I gave you a whole bunch of Shulchan Aruch to do, and there'll be more. I'll give you a Bekitzer and upshot. So the Mechaber in Sim Lamed Tes, in Sif Lamed Hey, says Safek Kiddushin. I'm already wrong. My first time up, I was already wrong. No, not true. Take a look. We're both together. We have 2 minutes. Take a look, please. At Simulam and Kaz. The Eve. Lama Hay. The Ferish and Makara are the subject of this. Check. A Makara shall tonight. the father of Hakama Yamim will beat the last night. Was bottled. The Fira Makaris al Snai was born Stam, al Kine Stam. However, the three forgets, Af al Pish from the sky of Snai. Shemma! What does Shemma mean? Stop it. Shemma, Pishel, Hatnai, Shabal of Shakine. The three in Kitcha, Achaz, and Ramah. Three forget Mishnaim. The Fair is the Bokhair. Against everything I just said, Nu. No, 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 no! Why did I not get what I just said? Why did I not get what I just said? No! Wake up, you're sleeping about that. It's not saying that Shabbat is on Shabbat. Shabbat is on Shabbat. Sleep on Sunday. No! Why is not a cash against me? You're not listening, you're not paying attention, you're not concentrating. I tell like this, from Moshe to Yisrael, I put it right in the road. You don't say, Azaka and Adam also do that, no, maybe yeah, maybe no. Maybe yeah, maybe no, it's nothing, it's not Azaka. So we can't, if ain't I call Yodin, that's the Kash of the Lenin Mitzvahs, we can't turn around and say the view is certainly the same Kedushin. The view, if it's a 50-50, the same Kedushin is zero. There's no Eidus on it. The Valdi Gesvara, maybe the Gesvara. Why is not a Kash against the Mechavi? I told you, you can never have a case of Tzavik Yudushin. He has Tzavik Yudushin right here.
The answer I'm going to say is, here the Tzavik Yudushin is actually the Tzavik Yudushin.
B.O. What is it? Tzavik Yudushin Kesef! You're sleeping! It's Tzavik Yudushin Kesef over here! Because if he's Mechilas at Tanai, it's Yudushin Kesef! That's the first line of Gemara. Lo pay my full apple at night. Well, here the Mechabas, we're not sure. There is a full apple at night. That's what it's a topic. But if the bee is zich and no kiddushin, and it's a topic about the beer, according to R, you saw, what should the halacha be? Zip, zero, zilch. Now, is that true? Take a look, please, at both sides. In Simon Laman Aleph, Sif, Hef. Also, the Laman Aleph, I believe. Lam and Aleph, Sif, Ket. It's a little tricky. Kitcha v'ketef tochas mishavapruta. You know I gave a present afterwards? And the present is not l'shem kiddushin. So kitcha v'ketef tochas mishavapruta. Bo'al e'astam b'chnei edim shvicha get. Wow. Look at the next word. What's the next word? The next most important word. Shevadai Baal Hashem Kiddushin. It's Betarat Vadai. Because it's either Vadai or nothing. Because he can't lie to people in the Kesher. It's not Shema Pruta. I was so excited when I saw this. A Raya brewer to me. Based on my Moshe. Until I had my come up with it. My turn back Simon Kofkar. That's it. Kofkar Tiptezai. The end. Yeah, I don't know how to get out of this one. What? What's that? Ten Zion. Page, stop up on the page, top of the page. Here's again Tuesday. Gidesh, Bemilbe, Uboal, Stam, Bishna, Aden, Sherosh, Mishacha, Dima, says the Machabe, what? We forget, and that word, I wish the word would be there. Shvicha get what? Mitzvah. Goodbye. Mama should be fairish of Machaber again. I don't know. Some of the Polkim want to argue on the Machaber. And say she's the Torah's Vada. Oh, so they're right. Then I'm in good shape. Bo Hashem. But not everybody agrees. By both sides. Tomorrow, that's where I'm going to begin. Right here, this page. In the Taz, Sif, Kot, Lamed Aleph. How much fun am I across? I forgot. Lamed Aleph. Simchot, Fez, Taz, Lamed Aleph. Right here on this page. That's where we ended today. That's where we begin tomorrow. 10:45, cheers tomorrow. One is the civil and reform conservative wedding. That's one possibility to occur. And the other one to discuss, is there heating in?
No.
Yes, Well, we discussed that. We paid for it. And the second issue is Nisuin al Tanat, Ain't Tanat Nisuin. Now, are you better or less prepared for either of the two topics to come and do first? They're both finished yesterday. Anyone have a particular preference?
Yeah.
The form is a civil marriage first? Okay, we'll put these tonight. Now, the Tad, there's a little bit, but tonight we'll put that later. Okay, we'll start with the civil and reform and conservative marriage. Okay, we'll come back tomorrow to do this tonight. If I can finish this today, we'll do it tomorrow. On both sides. I have to, if we have some appeals, on two things. I asked to look at it, Rambam with a Mishnah Lamel. First of all, the Yud was very hard to see. It was Halacha Yud test. Can we look like Halacha Press? It's an unbelievably long and unrelated Mishnah Lamel. I don't know why you just come over there and say, what in the world is doing anything? We did not that crazy. Second of all, the Mishnah Lamel is a very truncated version of the Rivash. It's impossible to understand, it's just sort of a tease. I want to review what the Rivash says. It all starts with a famous Rivash. Shuvah's Rivash, Simon Vav, a guy went to the priest, he got married, married by the priest. Rivash has three reasons why the wedding is not. Two Jews are married by the priest, and there's three reasons why the wedding is not. An excellent review article on this, by the way, can be found in a publication called Kumin, which I brought in for you. Kumin is a very, very, very nice thing. It comes out every year. For the last, within the Toronto, that's correct. It comes out since 1981, I believe, the first one came out. Tashin Amalek. This one is written in television. Oh, this Tashin Amalek. I have a letter over here, Dear Sir. It's inviting me to write for Kumin. I never did. But very nice to invite me to write for it. So there's a kind of balance of Tashin Mem. That means now we're Tashin Gimel. So now we're going to have a new Gimel, your dollar's coming out. Your Gimel's out, coming out, it came out of the last week or something. I haven't seen it yet. Oh, there's no all about shavers. So, yeah, I'm there to throw, someone told me that. I haven't seen it yet. Anyway, in the Kelet Bay, they have a very nice review on where I was Zachovsky. Who was Rabbi Zachovsky? Rabbi Zachovsky was a Rebbe in Karen Biavd in my day. But he found his real profession. Dropped out of the Rebbe shop and being a Rebbe in the shoe became a dying. And now I think he went up to the climbed the ladder of the I think now the Beth Magdal in Shalayim. I think at that time, which is, you know, was a fairly young man, at that time he was in Beth Magdal in Tel Aviv. So he now moved up to Beth Magdal in Shalayim. Now early Zulim. But he has a very, very, very clear. He's a Rebbe in my day. And so I have a shyness, but I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. But it's a very good article. He said the Rivash has, if you want to look it up there, he's been reading the Rivash. The Rivash is Simon Vav. That's longer. Three fundamental reasons the Rivash gave why an individual who was married by the priest is not married. First, it's as if he spelled out the Furish that he doesn't want to be married to that Moshe of Yisrael. That's the half a line the Mishnah Melech quotes. The Mishnah Melech is on a Rambam. The Rambam and the Rive of a big have a Gaon of a big fight. And Hilchos Gerish heard good a lot of his head. So the Rambam quotes the whole of Mitzvah of Gaon. Some of the Gaonim said the Kolishim Tibol is naive and truth again. Chazok Hashem Adam also will also be that close. All right.
The
This is the Rambam. The Gaon of the Pella. So the Ravid says, wait a minute, not so bad. Maybe we could say the ram stolen by a ship was the Yod of the Shakra. No shavik a pair of yachol yisura. Elam can hubzak with pritzus arayis. Chamed b'nei yisrol of those yisrol al cheskas uvecheskas al cheskosa uvecheskas kasherotein or kashrotein. Shlo yisport to b'nei edem lizno. The divrei agonis al chayomimim. Atka. The machlok of the Ramam and the verse of the Golem and the Ravid. So we say that Sam a man has beer and we assume that it was done the Shem Kiddush. So the reverse says that even according to the Gaonim and the Ravid, who maintain that we have to worry about it, because there was no previous marriage, they would admit in the case of the Tomer, he went to the Gala for the priest, that we don't say there's Kiddush. Why? Because that's the Mishnah Melech 7.5%, opposed to the reverse. The reverse says, the Adrabe, Ibcham is Tabra Vachule. That's the whole thing. They explained that, that's all the quote. They said that if they went to the priest, so they clearly want Kedusha priest, they don't want Kedusha because that's Moshe Yisrael. So therefore we have no reason to assume that they got married to Kedusha Kedin. Ad Khan, Tom 1 of the reverse. Comer, Gala? I don't think a Gala had a Ksuba. A Gala is a priest, a Roman Catholic priest. That's what the Rosh saying. I assume he meant the Comer means a Roman Catholic priest. I assume that's what he meant. Wait, we're after the reform. Let's talk about priests. Oh, slow down. Next, another. Stop. The next reason is as follows in the reverse. Doesn't appear here in the He's not worried about Nida, that he's a courage. Presumably when he married his girlfriend in front of the priest, she didn't go to the mikvah. She's not worried about the Yisra Nida. She's not worried about Yisra Nida, which is the Yisra Kores, Kavachomer. He's not worried about Yisra Pony Abola Pnuya, which is relations not in the context of marriage. She's a relatively lenient Yisra. She later maybe signed Yisra Rufi. Compared to Nida. If he doesn't care about Nida, then how can you say that they're not supposed to listen to these guys? Obviously he doesn't care about anything. You have a chavan to Rabbi Chiel Yaakov Weinberg, they can start it with Rome. Rabbi Chiel Yaakov Weinberg, that Sal said, it's really Eshkel Gimel, that even though, Eshkel Gimel, Simon Kov Beit, that even though halachically, the Easter of Nida is much more chomer than the Easter of Nuya, that's halachically, but sociologically, not that way. The average upstanding citizen of 50 years ago would never imagine living with a woman without the benefit of marriage. So that would be considered promiscuous and would be considered immoral. Would never think of it. But Nida, what's that? That's a ritual. That's gone. That's where I'm studying, right? It seems to me, though, that times have changed since the studying. It seems to me that any person who goes to a... It seems to me that what? If he goes to an Orthodox rabbi, right? If he goes to a Comer or a Reform rabbi, probably doesn't care too much about the promiscuity either. You don't think so?
Why? Do you think the rabbi is a rabbi?
Yeah.
Why don't you get married? A Comer is always going to get married today unless you're concerned about the promiscuity.
Not true. Not true either. A cat, B children. Everyone's going to get married. You get married, you don't have a child born out of wedlock. And a nice little home. People live together for 10 years, and if they want to have.
You want to be married, though.
No, but they may not. They
don't want to be considered not married.
No.
Is there any
OCD? Promiscuous for 10 years, don't care about any prohibition. It's just a matter of something on the books, legally. May not have covenants to really get married in that sense. Maybe. But anyway, that's what the Treaty 8 suggests, against the Rebush. And number three, the Rebush says the problem of Adam. Who are the Adam and his beer? So tell me, everybody in the world knows. They go, they have the sharing an apartment. Well, maybe that's not sufficient to suggest. Maybe have to have Adam Mamish and the Yichlet or something like that.
I'll take
one. That three bushes, three reasons. The truma, yes. Hein, the one expression is given. Hein, hein, eide yichud. Hein, hein, eide bia. We don't have to see the bia. Now, how to see a bia? You see the yichud as if you assume. But the question, what are the parameters of that assumption? Well, that's the question. Is that the standard of the rule? Or is this what they say? No, they're going in every day. You don't know. Maybe it's someone else's rule. All you see is, ever been an eide yichud? Who's been an eide yichud at a wedding? Anyone? Never? Never an Ejichud? Oh, many times. An Ejichud does a good job, goes into the room, and makes sure there's nobody else there. Someone else in the room, it's not an Ejichud. So I mean, you see a husband, you see a Mr. and Mrs. Every day they go into their apartment, they come out, they go in, they go out. I know who else is there. You don't check it out. It's a presumptive chazaka that there's a private Ejichud, even if there's someone there, they have a private red room. I mean, it's all presumptive. It's presumptive that there's a situation of yichud. We don't know for sure, but that presumption is the question whether that's valid or not. The rebush, maybe it's not valid. No, still it's not. That's something covered ground. Yes. We know that word about neither. They don't know she doesn't go to the mikvah. We know that for a fact. Now, the truma sedeshin, by the way, is on sale with a brand new, gorgeous edition, which I would have bought since I have the old edition. I'll take back the old one, I'll buy the new one. He says that in Simon Ray's test, he adds a twist, he adds an akuda, which is very relevant to our point. In the time of the reverse, it could have been referring to a case, believe it or not, where he was basically a Jew, he lived his life as a Jew. So when it came to the marriage, he went to the priest for whatever reason that he went. Whatever reason, I don't know whether he was afraid of the Inquisition, I don't know what reason he went. Because he kept mitzvahs. But to the Truma Sedeshin. If he doesn't keep any mitzvahs, the guy's totally not religious. Quote, Yotzim in Aklal b'chol aveira shebatara. I don't think he's literally every aveira. He's not a Kohen, he can't marry this Rush, I mean, he's not the other community. Can't be married, violate every single law of the rights. No human being can violate all laws of the rights at the same time. It's impossible. Some violate the Kohanim, some non-Kohanim, whatever, but he's called an Eshim Torah in a general sense. Says the Truma Sedeshin, by such a person, you don't say anything else to be able to do this. That's what the Rama means when he says in Ilchas Ishus, Perek Zayedis to the Rama Talmud. That's the right new one. Perek Zayedis to the Rama in Ilchas Gerishus. A guy who's totally not true. Not just that he's in Rebush's case, could have been true, but for whatever crazy reason, he kept Shabbos, kept Kashas, whatever crazy reason, he decided to, that his marital life will not be done to that Moshe of Yisrael. So then the Rebush, even that case is no good. They're not married. So if they're not from at all, zero from, he's adding another case that's even more cow. They're not from at all, over Kolaver Shabbat Torah, then everyone should agree, even someone who might argue with the Rebush for whatever reason, should agree that the marriage is no marriage. And he quotes the Rambam and the Rebbe, both of an expression, kashrus, kestus sheris. The Rambam, the Rebbe over here, is in Terek Yudalach Yutes, you put him on the kestus kashrus. Doesn't apply to his Machal Shabbos. The Rambam in Ilchus Kishus, Terek Zayin, Alach HaKav Gimel, all says, Chazaka Shekol Yutol Aksherim. And I'm also going to go to the other word, Aksherim. But it comes to exclude a guy who's totally not true. Might still be no good, but just adding an extra nekuda. Then there are modern poskim have added a few other nekudas to this yisod as far as the Zman Hazeh is concerned. Could be. I mentioned three svaras to you. Three of the Gedolei Poskim of they quote it, that's not some of the original, not original, but I'll tell you where to find it. And it's all quoted in Suman Adol. One is the Bivadi Yosef Shlita Yabia Omer, Chelik Vav Siman Aleph. He's one of many who say the same yourself. That Bisman Hazeh, the average person who's married civilly or formal, whatever it may be, has no idea in the world at the existing institution called Kiddush Bia. He didn't learn in yeshiva, what? Bia should make Kiddush? It sounds like a primitive concept. He thinks the Kiddush is a civil one or the reform one. He doesn't know that Bia can make Kiddush. How can he say it's Bolish and Kiddush? He never heard of the idea. That's Svara number one. Svara number two, kind of a Moshe Tshuva on the Ma'am HaKon. Chelet Aleph, Simen, Ayin Dalet. He doesn't want to feel the same Kiddush. Even if he knows that Bia can, he doesn't want Kiddush. Why does he want Kiddush? Because if he knows that it's such a concept called Kiddush, he may also know, or she may also know, that there's another concept, a parallel concept, or the opposite concept called what? Gerushin. They don't want to be involved with Gerushin. They read the New Yorker playing hard to get. You see that one? Ooh, vicious. Playing hard to get, and other such things in the Village Voice, things of this nature, where there's a lot of bad mouth in the process of Gerushin, and unfortunately some of it has some validity in today's world. So therefore they don't want to be bothered. They've adopted, they want to marry by the church or by the civil proceedings, not by a rabbi. They don't want to be bothered with any Gerushin. So they don't want to have a Kiddushin. The Daf cannot. It's a merchant's work. Because of the abuse of
the... quote unquote married to you. I want to be married to you.
I want to be
married
to you civilly, that's it.
They're not
Machalai. Yes, they are. That's right, you're wrong. They are
Machalai.
Oh, they don't know. So bad they don't know.
If you don't know enough to be Machalai, you just want to be married. Why should that be Machalai?
No, the Moshe suggests that they don't want to be married religiously. Let's take a civil marriage first for the moment. But if they're married religiously, they'll have no religious divorce. People are not so dumb, you know? They may know about these things. We'll come to that later. We're still talking about civil. Moreover, it seems to me, after someone who knows, I'm not sure if reform requires a guest. I'm not sure what the official position of this matter is. Reform Jews require a guest? I don't believe so. It could be even if they do a reform marriage, they do it for the same reason. They don't want to have to have a guest. Even a reform guest. The reform says you go to the reform says if you get a civil divorce, it's good. I think so. That might have been part of reform. If my facts are right, we'll get some research. And number three, one second, the last far from a contemporary recent Gadol, Rav Herzog, the Chassad of the Rav. Rav Yitzchak Isaac Halevi Herzog was the first Rav Rashi of Medina Israel. He was the second Rav Rashi after Rav Kook, and he was the Rav at the time for many, many years. His Rav Rashi, I think, was 27 years, something like that. Rav Kook was there in 1935, I believe. Rav Herzog, I believe, in 62. I'm not sure exactly. I'm not sure. So he was currently Rav for many, many years as the Rav Rashi. He was a very big tzaddik and a big, tremendous Talmid Chacham. Very unusual person. As a matter of fact, I read not long ago that when Rav Kook was nifter, it was the whole issue, who was going to succeed him? And the Chazon Ish, who was very far from the chief rabbi at the Klal and the whole concept, campaigned in his own behind the closed doors away for Rav Herzog. Because he knew Rav Herzog was a Ish Emes and Talmid Chacham, the Kulei, and they made him see eye to eye on every issue. But he wanted it should be an Isha Emes in there as opposed to some other people who, for some reason, I guess he felt were not as appropriate in terms of their candidate. As a little tidbit. I read that recently. For Rav Herzog, the following Zvar, the very good Zvar, said, look, he said, Maniach, that the Golem arrives. That the person is Baal Hashem Kiddush. Thank you very much. He's Baal Hashem Kiddush. So yes, wait a second. Which be is Hashem Kiddush? If a man, let's say, there are perfect times, there was still virgin bride, there was maybe all Moloch yard, you know. So presumably, which condition does he have in mind? The first, which beer does he have in mind for condition? The first beer, right? Kosher. Wait a second. The first beer? Where did it take place? Like some hotel downtown, somewhere, no one knew who they were. So who knows where, or they went to a house, no one knew who they were. Who's going to see them come back at 4 in the morning? No one's going to see, no agent for that first Yichud. No one knows. So even if he had a mind, he's sophisticated and learned yeshiva, and the guy with a civil or a full marriage would be Baal Hashem Kiddush, I mean, the first beer of Hashem Kiddush. But there's no Aiden. Elamai, after they lived together for 5 years, and people don't see him going in and out. Yeah, but that Anantai only begins when? Subsequently. After, and then that, he's not going to stand the Chavakah be every single Be'er L'Shem Kiddushin? Nah. Here is a Be'er L'Shem Kiddushin, only the first Be'er L'Shem Kiddushin. The first Be'er, no Eidus. And then Luya Shachach, the person was an Elu, he was known as an Elu. So he was an Elu, he had even if he had a different mind, Be'er L'Shem Kiddushin, it's only the first Be'er. The first Be'er, no Eidus. No one knew yet what's going on, and no one's supposed to come in at 3 in the morning, or no one's supposed to go by the hotel, or no one's supposed to be... No. So they realized a few weeks, a month, oh, there's a new couple in town. A new couple moved into the building. By that time, no more Be'er L'Shem Kiddushin, even if he knows you're lying, a reformed rabbi or the judge, you're lying on the first Be'er, yes or no? Right. Reform. First, I have to check the facts. If reform rabbis do not require get at all, halachically, one might argue, perhaps, thanks to Bukhara, one might argue, that's Rav Moshe's argument, that he doesn't really want religious marriage, he doesn't want to be burdened with the respect of a religious divorce, in case it comes to that. Did I tell my story from overseas Budapest, right. The rabbi from Budapest is in Israel now. So I'm going to have to wait until he comes back. But that's a case in point. If the couple was not observant in when they got married in 1913, whenever it was, they were much better off just getting married in their own way. Now they got married, we're afraid they got married Orthodox. Then we're afraid that they weren't really Orthodox. Yes, they have David Cohen's business. Then they got divorced civilly. Who was talking? Someone had somebody who was an A, but sure was. I hope that they stay married, these guys. We need to check out, give a marriage counseling. You know, they should make sure. One of our family was draft coming. We want a kosher aid by the wedding. So he and a friend were taken to be kosher aid by a reform wedding. By a Rabbi Orthodox. It was Orthodox. He wants it to be done, so that's what it is. But I don't think, Father of David Cohen, this person, Khalilah's rabbi, is the suspect of the Mabaram there in Israel, if he had no relationship with this couple. Maybe he did, but the way I hear the story, maybe not. So, the problem. Yes, Cecile. Well, he doesn't want to be involved in any barriers to his or her remarriage. I mean, he doesn't expect to get divorced, but you never know. No, you're right. They don't want to have to.
When I get married,
you
get married.
Oh, that's a Vincent, very good counter-argument. Vincent says, no, not the shot that he doesn't want to get married, like Rav Moshe, because he doesn't want to have a guest. No, Rav Moshe could be mastering the reform concept. He wants to get married in Torah, and he'll still go out without a guest. That's the reform psychology. And the proof is, if you go to a reform rabbi and say, I got married Orthodox, he'll still say it on it again, I think. So, right. So therefore, it's been seen as a constant transformation. I think it's a good question. Officially. Sim in the Chol Vav, Sim out. It's in Hechel, Yitzchak, Kehelet, Bey, Sim Alam. Look on out, please. Simcha Chavav, Sifal. Baal Yeshlev. If there was Bia, then they are married. It's not not. The Gemara in Sanhedrin quotes this halacha. There exists this concept of marriage by Goyim. The Dovak V'Ishto, the famous Gemara, the Dovak V'Ishto, the low, we'll finish that sentence, the Aishas Chavera, Nun Chesem and Al. There exists a concept of marriage by Goyim. Now, we're talking about Jews. What are you mentioning Goyim for? You're right, you just read it. The Dovak V'Ishto, the low, the Aishas Chavera. But a man is not Jewish, not to live with his friend's wife. He's served by a Ben Noah. Oh, so he's Josh from the Chavon to the Rogachev. One of the most famous Rogachevs in the world. You know who the Rogachev was? Yosef Rosen. Never heard of him? They lived in Vince together after many, many years. Yeah, really, wow. The Rogachev, long hair. Yeah, yeah. They're not talking like a hair, like a jambo. Yeah, yeah. The Rogachev was the Rebbe of the Chassidim. It wasn't the cost, but the other decision was taken by the mayor for it. Amazing. I just mind boggling. Today I was in the equivalent. What kind of equivalent? I don't know. I pick a city where. I'll pick that city where no one comes from. Blue Haven, Connecticut. What do you think? New Haven, Connecticut. I have to look to the answer. Imagine two Gedolei Hador living in New Haven, Connecticut. Not one, but two. Gedolei Hador Mamash living in a city like New Haven. Crazy. Vince wasn't Warsaw, it wasn't New York, you know, it wasn't Ville. Baal Yeshlev. If there was Bia, then that they're married. It's not not. The Gemara in Sanhedrin quotes this halacha. There exists this concept of marriage by Goyim. The Davak v'Ishto, the famous Gemara, the Davak v'Ishto, the low, we'll finish that sentence, the Asian Tavera. Nun Chesem and Al. There exists a concept of marriage by Goyim. Now, we're talking about Jews. What are you mentioning Goyim for? You're right, you just read it. The Davak v'Ishto, the low, the Asian Tavera. But a man is not Jewish, not to live with his friend's wife. He's served by a Ben Noah. Oh, so he's Josh Mechavan to the Rogachev. One of the most famous Rogachevs in the world. You know who the Rogachev was? Rabbi Yosef Rosen. You ever heard of him? They lived in Zvinsk together after many, many years. Yeah, really, wow. The Rogachev, long hair. Yeah, yeah. They're not part like a haircut, like a jambo. Yeah, yeah. The Rogachev was the rubber of the Chassidim. It wasn't the cost, but the other decision was taken by the Sameach already. Amazing. I just mind boggling. Today I was in the equivalent. What was the equivalent? I don't know. I think a city where. I think a city where no one comes from. Blue Haven, Connecticut. What did you think? New Haven, Connecticut, that's a good example. Imagine two Gedolei Hador living in New Haven, Connecticut. Not one, but two. Gedolei Hador Mamash living in a city like New Haven. Crazy. It wasn't Warsaw, it wasn't New York, you know, it wasn't Vilna, it wasn't Krakow, it wasn't a little town. It wasn't Montana either. What's that thing, New Haven? I get it a muscle. It happened. Maybe not so much of a rock. But two, not one, the one got on the door and said, like, don't find themselves all kinds of funny places. But that two Gedolei Hador in a suburb somewhere, in a town which is not the, not one of the biggest towns in the world, Jewishly, is amazing. The Vince was not exactly, it wasn't exactly the greatest metropolis. And had two Gedolei Hador living there for many, many decades together. There was Samach and the Rogachev. So the Rogachev thought of the Yeshua Svar. He says, Menachem is right. There exists marriage by a Goy. And Yeshua is the same concept can exist by two Jews. That's the plea. Plea Atzum, I never would have dunk it. I never would have thought, I would have said it. The Rogachev says, this is by two Goyim. There exists a concept we call Ishus B'nei Noah. Right, the marriage for non-Jews. So to two Jews who did not have a proper marriage, because that's most of the Yisrael, but they went to a civil marriage, that has the status of a what? Of a Ben Noach Degish. And the Rav Chava, when you have a wild idea, you're in totally uncharted territory. So the Rav Chava in one place said he needed a full get. Another place is not, you know, what do you need a get for? What do you need a get? If it's only a non-Jewish concept of marriage. All you need is a non-Jewish paper to certify the divorce. I don't know what it means exactly by that. I don't understand either what he says, because the Gemara is the Pharisee of Sanhedrin, Nun Chesem Adveis, that as long as they separate, that issue disappears by itself. The Gemara says as follows. No, why do you need a paper for? Let's say he checks out without a paper. Nowadays. Because the Gemara says, Be'emas Hatarosa. It's like this. From when on is the Hatara of a Ben Noach Sheyichet Shifko Le'Avdo. Pashas Zavdav Avdo means that he made a marriage out of it. So someone else has deal with her. He gets killed. Ben Noach. Because the Dovah Yishto Lovesh Tavero. And from what time on are they married? From when? Midikarola Revisa De Planet. They call it Mrs. X. Eploni's girl. All Ravun, amazing. Mishapora Rosha Bishuk. When she uncovers her hair, takes off her shape. Takes off her hat, her shape, that's when she's considered. You hear the voice? Goyim covered the hair. Goyim. Goyish, the women covered their hair when they were married. And when she took off her hair covering, that's the symbolic of the separation. She's no longer a human being. I thought if the Rav Chava is right, and there's the concept of Ishus B'nai Noach by Jews, as soon as she never covered her hair, but as soon as she walked out on him, and if they separate, that should be considered enough. So then I don't know, what's the book over here? What are they going to take at all? I don't know. The Rav Chava is a different thing. In one place, people say you have to have a real gay, even though it's only B'nai Noach to Ishus. The Rav Chava is uncharted territory. One of the Gedolim said, I think Rav Weinberg, I think, said, that if it weren't for the fact that it was the Rav Chava, he would say it's totally way, way, way out. Now that the Rav Chava is plain way out, and I don't think we should pass it like him. That's really right. Where's the Rav Chava? And it's true. There were two of the printers in New York, I think, 50 years ago. No, I think it's
natural.
You're correct. His name was Yosef. In fact, it was wild. It's a whole lot of calls. It's made over NYU. It's called the Fun. But then the time says, Vias Akam to Vias Behema. That's what he's trying to say in a nice way. He's blunt about it. Via the Gemara expression, Zirmas Zusim Zirmasam Pasuk, that it's like a behema. Yeah, it may be true, but there's often a Mishnah in Sukkot that Goy would create Easter, often Gemara is Messiah, and therefore Easter is considered via behema, but Achopika and Rashi Shivala. It's a fact, it's undeniable. The Pasuk said that the people may have misunderstood many times. But if Tom only meant one thing, he's put on the boat. Let's say, imagine this wild scenario. Here is Sarah's married to her friend, her husband of her childhood, Reuven, married to Sarah, picture perfect marriage, until John looks at the picture. You know, John meets Sarah at the office, takes her out for a drink, and the rest is history. Okay? John is taller, darker, handsomer, and richer, and whatever else the matter be at. And she leaves Reuven for John. But her mother gets after it. John, that's not Jewish today. Ma, will convert. No problemo, will convert him. Let's say they had a broke conversion. I don't know, people, whatever they're going to be. Let's say, look to you. Then is about blood, and she can. Sarah now marry John. They're going to savor you much, but since she's going to Sarah, appeal up, okay? Sarah marry John. She's going to get her. Oh, Shravena Tom says, yes, he may marry John. There's three reasons given. One is a different person, Gerish and Gaya. She knows them. Not John, it's Yochanan. Others say that because they'd be a doctor, she would be a same. Not conscious. There's a third reason, too. But that's as far as it goes. But her husband, she does. Bottom line. I can show you in Shulchan Aruch. Where is that sound? For the very end. Just run to the end of Shulchan Aruch. I'll show it to you. If I can find it. Simin, Kuf, Ayin. Yes, maybe. No, where is it? Yeah. Kufay and Ches. Last page of the Shulchan Aruch. Kufay and Ches. Sin Yutet. No, this is just for curiosity, just for a second. Kufay and Ches. Sin Yutet. Yes, really? Did he know who it was? This is the famous Rav Chava. So he got all the pictures, and he had a whole phone sitting here, right in this building, putting out some from the Rav Chava, and his little hints and what he meant this, and then deciphering his handwriting, and then putting it together. We call him Fanea Tsuno. It's decoding secret of the Rav Chava. And it's all fun about him. He's a genius, though. It's unbelievable genius. What they call him? 10 Einstein, something like that, but someone said an expression. That was, whatever it may be. But this was the Rogatov. He had very original thinking. He didn't look at Akron much. He looked at the Rambam, and now it's basically. Yeah. Shuvah Tzavas Panea is his. It's a little Shuvah Tzavas. I think that was probably before, yeah. That was probably the 1940s or I'm not sure. It's a whole literature. Anyway, that's just a sheep. Well, Paul can disagree with the whole story and say it's nothing. One of the Gedolim says, look, even if you'll tell me that we cannot apply the principle of Adam also bilos or bilas nos, because for a variety of these reasons, but at the very least you have chuppah. What is the Rambam's version of chuppah? No. Yichud, you have yichud. So who cares about chuppah? Chuppah is not one of the big three. There are only three. Kesef, Tarbiyah. Chuppah is not one of them. Well, who learned Kiddushin? Here at the Gris. He really says it in Chelek Aleph Simen Ayin Zion, which one's reform? Ayin Zion. Well, whichever one over there, but it's here on the parish. A little bit shorter over there. That's not the other. That's got a gimel?
Yeah.
That's the right page. Here's your copy. Kiddushin Reformer. Okay? Aside from the Saga of the No Aiden, I'm reading it to you, and I'll give you a Xerox later. Hare Harbe Mehen Ulai Kulam. Get it? Ain't Osten Master Kiddushin Cloud. Why? I've said Osten not Tabak. No? I mean, I didn't know. He get, no! A reform wedding. Has anyone here? You've never seen a reform wedding. A reform wedding, the husband gives the wife a ring. So how can you say it's no good? Look at Mesha like this. Alright, Gamhi no senesotaba. It's a classical what?
Double
ring ceremony. Umukak Ramesh. Mokia. The sinoso. How the sinoso. Her ring. Rules about his ring. Shorak Matana. This year is the wedding of what's the phone. And there's some registration. They have to sign as a witness. That's not a document. I have a document in my house, in my pocket. Because someone called me up last week with exactly this case. It was a civil marriage, apparently for immigration purposes. It was not for purposes of living together. Someone wanted to get out of a certain country. All they got out was by having a civil official marriage, or, you know, if you're married, you can get somebody out of any country you want, because, you know, they're married to an American citizen. So he did this piece of paper. I asked the rabbi to send it to me to show me whether, in fact, it was anything. I'll read it to you. The city of, no, but a certificate of marriage. I never saw this in my life. I only have a registration form. Certificate of marriage. Blank. Dora and Young, duly designated by the city of New York, solemnized marriages. Dora and Young, do hereby certify that I solemnize the rights of matrimony of the office of the city clerk of the borough of Queens, city of New York, state of New York, between blank of Floral Park in the county of Queens, state of New York, and blank of Forest Hill, county of Queens, state of New York, in the presence of Constance Mayer, and blank of witness, only one witness. Witness my hand is date, July 18th, 1986, I think it says. And also city clerk, Queens, city of New York. Bloom! After my announcement that I've been saying, that's where I'm going to write the one paragraph, Mach Terevek, boom. The whole reform marriage. This is not... That's the problem. Most reform, how do reforms say that? We have to get a how-to book. Yeah, what? Before marriage. So there it is. The marriage wasn't made properly informed for that. I saw a Sheila Rufoil with a Diane there girl and an article named Kumin. That's what it is. Zion. Kumin Zion. Page 250.
What?
Okay. Well, we'll come to that. We'll come to that. Page 250, he writes, he doesn't understand what Moshe's talking about. He doesn't see it. He says, what do you mean? What do you mean that the words that they say don't count because, you know, they're not using exactly, they're not saying the words Hariyah for possession, please. So what? He calls it Alpha the Machaber against her Moshe. Or Ramor, rather. Simon Chav Zion Shifal. Is that what you're up to? Oh, you're drunk. Those are in the Torah to the back. Simon Chav Zion Shifal. And Shilu Rechol says, I think he's right. Ramor there says, here. Kumen Chelet Zion. Moshe was more recognized. Who cared? I mean, that's not a way to write about the gold.
My grandfather was greater than your grandfather.
Well, what kind of way to write is that? Huh?
Yeah,
more guttural pictures. What kind of picture is that? I know that's a bizarre. So Rav Henkin was older. Rav Henkin was here long before. Rav Henkin came here in 1920 to America. Rav Moshe came in 1935, 36. So Rav Henkin was for 16 years was here previously, and he was considered a person of first in the old, before Moshe arrived on the scene. Rav Moshe has great deference to Rav Henkin. And they disagree with it. They were both strong-minded individuals. They're very strong opinions in halacha, which is fine. But he had deference for Rav Henkin. So Rav Moshe tried to make a good even according to Rav Henkin. But Rav Moshe would send people to make sure there are no witnesses and where they live. He would try to make a good according. Rav Moshe writes the Lord thinks against the marriage, no marriage, which is required again. Whenever Rav Henkin would require again, he's trying to require again an appeal. Only one day in Yavabu Tafsana Aleph and he calls the Pane Lof in the zone for a time. We don't stop. We have to stop. Without why here's why here's another stop. It doesn't matter if you're fine. We have both sides. Rabota. So Rav Moshe writes, even according to Rav Henkin, reform marriage is no marriage. Backwards. Reform marriage is even less than secular marriage, civil marriage. Why? You may have noticed in the Mishnah of the Melech, they have that very truncated version of the Mishnah of the Melech, the Eagle of the Meza. Lomalo Osi Arab Nikoha Kedushin at Poslim, of Sulim, try to say. Shanas the Bukhe Akum Lomar, Shaldaz Osim at Kedushin Boab. Ukumashikos to the last of the Simene? In other words, why does the reverse say a fourth reason why the marriage is no bother? You don't say anything, also be less of Bila Kos. What's the fourth reason? No, he relies on the Galus and his Kedushin. The low kashik cloud. I'm going to be a little bit. Hold on, Yodea! That the justice and peace has no Torah value. Hold on, Yodea, that a galah, a priest, has no Torah value. But these Reformed Jews never, they don't know that the Reformed rabbi has no Torah value. So therefore, they will in fact rely on the Reformed marriage. Maybe even Rav Henkin, who is not there, if they go to justice and peace, even Rav Henkin would agree in a reform marriage that they're not married. Why? Because the reform Jew relied on the rabbi and was not Baal Hashem Kedushin. A married the Kisvara. Get a verse. Rav Moshe says that paradoxically, if they had a reform marriage, they're less married than if they had a civil marriage. Is that a civil marriage? Rav Henkin says they're considered married. But if there are four barrels, assuming it's no good, then Rav Henkin would agree that they are not barrels. So Moshe stops. Now, why are they not barrels if they were four barrels? So we discussed earlier yesterday, lack of agents. Yes, sir. On behalf of the man, what to worry about in terms of what we call Kiddushei Keset, if it's Shabbat Kutta, the paper, using the scrap paper, it's Shabbat Kutta. Let's say we've got a marriage contract, Suba, before their own version of Suba, polygamy Suba, and the husband gives it to the wife, for the Kutta. We should worry about Kiddushei Keset. Take a look at Shulchan Aruch Rabotai and Simin Vav Ches Seif Ches. Not quite what I'm looking for. Let's talk a little bit about Pachas B'Shavaputza. Let's move another thought which would be more indicative. The post can say, if it gives her a star, and the star is no good for some reason, let's worry about the Nisha Kesef too, if it's worth a putza. Anything that's worth less than a putza is the famous Ruch HaShina, Shema Shavaputza B'Modai, here. Simon Lama Bey, Sin Bey. I saw in the altar of Polkni, and I think it's here too in the Kuhn Bays, he quotes from a Vulcan, and the same as the Kan Aro. You know the Kan Aro? Oh, it's Rabbi Kellermer's wife, Rabbi Kellermer's grandfather. What they're posting in Simon Pavel, of course, it's Khan Aaron. Kellermer's Bay is Simon Kuhn Gimel, I believe. That any civil marriage, he's worried about what? If you do should stop. If you give it, if the paper is given over, which says about I hereby marry you. Because what I read to you from the civil court clerk didn't say I marry you, it said I, the judge, witness the marriage. Not that the husband marries the wife, but that's not a problem. Now, of course, in the case of the civil marriage, there's no aiden. They don't kosher aiden at the clerk, count the clerk's office. But if they're a full wedding, they couldn't be kosher aiden. What about the Kedusha Shtar, or more like the Kedusha Kedusha, based on the Ksuba of the reform? They have to have something. As a matter of fact, one might Kufay and Ches, last page of the Shulchan Aruch. Kufay and Ches, Sif Yutet. No, just for curiosity, just for a second. Kufay and Ches, if you test. Yes, Omer. Sheishitish Zinsa Makusi. The gear shabalam and his gayer akusi. Shemuteras the gear zen. So the shayach lamemar echad leboel to be at kusi. What do you mean echad leboel? It means have a cloud. Right? Echad lebal, the echad leboel. Right? So the Beis Shmuel says, if you give him what, why? Ho of the Otsa la Beloze. You can't say Echel the Baal, Echel the Baal, Isra's Kal. Ain't it's a Kal Isra, quote unquote. That means she's already asked to the guy, because he's a guy. Right? And it's, or Guvacher. Rashi says the base order is Shinola Dama, etc. So the clear implication of the Lechaber is for the Baal Shiyuzas. You can't say Echel Lebal, it's Shiyuzas for the Baal. That's the Chlar. That's the fair fight that really was the same. Anyway, that's the din. We got time because of an adult's question. But let's go back to our own business over here. Rav Moshe comes out now in Chela Gimel with a Chiddush Niflo. And this is the subject of great controversy. Chelek Gimel, Simon Chafei, in Eben Ezer, the Kiddushei Reformer. Here Rav Moshe spells out in more definitive terms that which he already hinted to in the one that you saw, Chelek Aleph. Here it says this. He really says it in Chelek Aleph Simon Ayin Zion, which one's reform? I am Zion. Well, whichever one over there, but it's him on the parish. A little bit shorter over there. That's Chelek Gimel? Right page. Here. Here's your copy. Kiddushei Reformer. Okay? Aside from, listen carefully. Aside from the fact that no Aiden, I'm reading it to you, and I'll give you a Xerox later. Hare Harbe Mehen Ulai Kulam. Get it? Ain't Osin Master Kiddushei Cloud. Why? Absen also not tabak. No, I mean I didn't know. He get no. A reform wedding. Has anyone here? You've never seen a reform wedding. A reform wedding, the husband gives the wife a ring. So how can you say it's no good? Look at Mesha like this. Alright, Gam he no sent us no tabak. It's a classical what?
Double
ring ceremony. Umukak Ramash. Mokia. The Sinasa, now the Sinasa, her ring proves about his ring. Shorak matana bi'alma, al shanasu ish v'isha. It's just a gift, it's exchange a gift. I had it become married. Aval asiyah sakidushin hoya below klum. Had it by itself. V'yap dvarim ulai eina. They're not even words of kidushin, no harayat. Below. Shef was there, Mekachim there, with rings. Shenema, Shenesina, Tabal, Hoyo, the Kiddushin, the Sinas, the Isha, Shagamke, Nosman, the Kiddushin, with Divrei Hevel. I would have said this way. Why? So, Ha'ena, Mekachim, Klaus, Elohoysa, Tshuva, Tzvara, Malshela, Tarabai, Reis, Aleph, Beis, Yud, Yud. Can you call him a rabbi for me? A rabbi. A rabbi. Do you wish to take this woman as your lawfully wedded wife? I do. Also show ball of shame. Kiddushin. If you don't know, it's not something zero. Ah, Kiddushin Alfana. I know. There was a kosher of Kiddushin. The ring was given over to Adam and they know exactly the son of it was going to give us a tonight. But according to this, the son of Rav Moshe, I came out, you should never be able to be a suffix whether it was a via the Shevich. It's going to be a suffix, it's going to be nothing. The Rambam, in fact, in the Kukisha seems to stay that way. Then it comes to Rav Osai, please listen carefully. In the Kukisha, it's Terek Zion, Allah Chav Gimel. Rambam seems to say, that's the expression, Akshev. I read to you before, Akshev. I'll read it to you again one more time. Terek Zion, Allah Chav Gimel. Marriage. So there it is.